Hey.
Hey.
Let's do a fun one because we did a serious one already. So let's talk about your favorite game as a kid.
And go. Welcome to More Time, a podcast about what we believe marriage is. Join us on all the wonderful ups and downs to discover what marriage truly is, a gift.
Your favorite game?
Yeah, what do you think my favorite game was when I was a kid?
Honestly, when I asked you, I was like, what was probably his favorite game? You kind of like board games and stuff. You like games. Like, your family likes games, which is funny because I don't like games.
No, she does not. So quit asking her to play.
Quit asking me to play. But people are going to still ask me to play. And I know it's good for me because it gets me out of my comfort zone. And we do tend to win, but I just...
That's what I don't get. Like, we win like 90% of the time we play, and she still don't want to play. And I'm like, what?
It's just like, I get why people like them, but like, it's almost like too much pressure. Like...
Under pressure.
And I think it's really a perfectionist thing. And this is literally not like a, I'm great, but...
I'm great.
Because to be completely honest,
I hold her back.
With all the humility, I guess, that I can say it with. Like, for the most part, I am pretty good at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So, like, when we're in a competitive situation, like, I really do want to win. And I feel like I'm supposed to win. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you'll notice, stuff that I know I'm not any good at, I really enjoy doing. So, like, I'll play Pictionary because I know I can't draw. Like, like, no one's expecting me to draw something they can actually figure out. Like, I know I'm going to lose. When we play Telestration, like, I so enjoy Telestrations, but it's because most of the people I play with can't draw either. Like, it's just bad drawing all around. Yeah. Or, like, when we go bowling, like, a lot of people can't bowl very well. Mm-hmm. And even though I've actually gotten better under your tutelage, but I enjoy it because so many people are not good at it. Yeah. And it's like, it's just no pressure to be good at it.
And you laugh at them.
Yeah. But like stuff that like, I feel like it's competitive and we're supposed to win. Like, it just is a high pressure situation. And it's so funny because it's not like I haven't played sports and been in high pressure situations, like played in championship games and stuff like that. And I don't ever remember being like nervous before that. Mm. But even now, I think if you put me in a basketball game, like, I'm not going to get nervous playing. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what it is. I just feel the pressure to perform well. Yeah. So that's what it is. Cause I enjoy playing Monopoly when
this
we play.
This took a turn.
That will. You got me talking, and I just felt like now was the time to tell you the truth. After 8 years of being together.
Tell me for a friend.
But as a kid, I don't know. Like I said, you like board games, so, and you like video games. Mm-hmm. So.
I would say the video game as a kid is kind of pretty easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Really?
Really, really. You've been playing Tomb Raider. You've been playing Aladdin. I mean, like, you've been playing some really Power Rangers, like...
Super Mario Brothers.
Mario? Yep. That's your favorite?
Yep. Okay. Super Mario... is it Super Mario Brothers World? I think that's what it is. The one on Super NES.
There you go.
Yeah.
Your favorite game that you don't know what it's called. What's my favorite game as a kid to play?
Oh, that's easy. I just have to remember what it's called, though.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, don't. Please don't. Please don't.
I was just going to say it's on PlayStation 2.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was a PlayStation 1 game.
Looks like you had the wrong one already.
Really? Because I was going to say the Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, man. Parappa the Rapper was it.
Yeah.
If anyone has that game, let me buy it off of you.
And she ain't spending what they go for, though.
Mm. But no, Tony Hawk is what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. What, two? No, what would that be?
I think it's three. See, we none of us know what our favorite games are.
Three, okay. I was just trying to figure out which one came out on PS2 first. So,
yeah. And then...
because I know one and two did come out on PS1, so...
and then I might go Tetris.
Wow.
For Game Boy. And then, like, Game Boy Color Tetris.
Yeah.
I was between that one and a Mario game, actually. Mm. I was kind of leaning towards this Mario game, but I don't know. Tetris is easy to just jump in and jump out on. Well, actually, no. But then we did find a way where if you pause it and cut it off, it'll save it where it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then cut it back on. So, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I still like Monopoly. Like I said, I really enjoyed playing that with Aiden when we played.
Little Aiden.
Telestrations is my new favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people I know love Taboo. And I'm not saying it's like a black thing.
But I am.
But like a lot of African American people that I know, their favorite game is Taboo. Mm. Uno. Everybody loves Uno.
Oh gosh,
like,
Uno.
Like Uno is it. So we used to have like practically Uno parties,
mm-hmm.
where people came over our house and like we just would get in on a game of Uno.
Now I know like, when I was in throwback. I was in Hydra.
Catch it.
Yeah,
this is a throwback.
Yeah, it was but Uno was big, and then of course Connect Four.
I never was a big Connect Four fan. Pressure.
Pressure. But like, you know, you'd have the Uno like groups. They'd be like groups of six, you know, and you could tell where they were. But then you'd have Connect Four and it'd be like four boards set up beside each other.
Mm. Connect Four.
Let's see.
That made me think of.
I mean, I did like chess. For
that's
a while.
Was, checkers and chess was actually what I was
no,
thinking
not
of.
Checkers. I play chess.
I said what I was thinking
yes,
of.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I liked, I think it was, I mean, I was never a rock star at chess, but I think
no
it
one
was,
ever is.
I think it was because, I mean, I was one of, like, when we were in middle school, I founded the chess club.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Through Mr. Davis.
Hmm.
It was, I think, me and Matthew Gray. We founded the chess club, and Mr. Davis was the facilitator or whatever, and but I think I liked it because not many people our age knew how to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I play this. So. But yeah, I haven't played in years.
I haven't played in a while.
Just because I'm an adult now, and it's like I'm. So far removed from that.
Yeah, but it's one of those things I wish was like a talent, like a secret talent.
Yeah.
Being able to play chess and beat somebody really quick. Because when my student last year did his, they could pick a topic for their speech and he did his on chess.
Mm-hmm.
And like the strategy that it really does take.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, we call this the London and like all this stuff where it's not like, no, you don't just get up there and move pieces.
No.
Like, and that's what makes it so much more competitive. Because if you really play, you know the quote unquote play that they're trying to make.
Well, that
and can, but you know the counter, and then like yeah. all the responses to it, and all that stuff.
The thing that gets me though is when like really advanced players, where like they're like look at the board and it's like it's over,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they still almost have like all their pieces, and it's like what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they can see that far ahead, and it's like holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. And he would never say he was advanced, but he's like better than your average chess player.
Right.
So and I was like, okay, so if we go on the computer lab right now and get online, you can like win chess matches that we get into.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. And so we really did, and some of them were like, you know, three or four moves, and it was like. Like you won, like
right.
just from how he coached you and what to do next and stuff like that. And so it's just so funny. It's just like being a kid playing tic-tac-toe with an adult. Like, you know, they know how to to work it for you to, well, you don't know that, but they always seem to win because they know some type of strategy that, that you don't realize as a kid yet.
Right.
And that really is chess, like, obviously at a higher level.
Yeah.
That's how chess is. And so it's really impressive, actually. Quite impressive.
Have you ever seen 3D tic-tac-toe?
No.
That takes it to a whole nother level.
What is this foolishness? Yeah. Oh, like... Extreme Uno or whatever that is. What was that mess we were playing?
What was that?
Like, oh my gosh.
It was it, what like
what was
I don't know.
It was like Extreme
Regret Uno.
Extreme Uno or something. And we hadn't read all the instructions all the way, but the instructions were quite confusing actually.
They were.
They could use some clarity.
But we missed a key component which said if you have over like 23 cards, you're out. And, like, we played for probably 45 minutes.
Oh, no. It was at least an hour.
Okay. At least an hour.
Yeah,
okay.
legit.
And, like, we were like, when does this end? Because we would get, somebody would get so close to winning, but then end up having, like, 20 cards in their hand the next move or something like that. And it's like, what are we doing? So we read it and we're like, oh, so we're all out because we've all had over that many cards in our hands. So
yeah, but at that moment we're like, okay, whoever has 25 more than 25 or whatever right now,
yeah,
you go ahead and be out, which eliminated two people. Well, then by then we only had three left. And
yeah.
Then it also took a long time because we were playing not house rules, we're actually like trying to play like how the game goes,
yeah,
and not really doing the multiples like people do now.
Yeah. Well, it's I would say it's because there was enough rules in that. You couldn't play. It was like, well, this is going to make it even more confusing. So.
Yeah. And I've never played Uno with your family, so I don't know what the house rules were going to be anyway.
Yeah.
So that was going to be tough. You know, something I like that does not have to do with like a board game or video game. I thought about this. I enjoyed hide and seek. Like that was a solid game.
I liked freeze tag more.
Oh, freeze tag was so fun. I remember we learned how to play this game called Tunnels too. And it was kind of like almost like a mixture of the two. So you kind of had like one person who I guess was like the chaser or whatever, and then like if they tagged you, you had to like pause, and then someone else, you had to like spread your legs, and someone else had to like go through you like a tunnel in order to release you, and then you go.
I thought that was freeze tag.
No, freeze tag is they tag you and you freeze, and then someone else comes and just tags you and unfreezes you.
Oh, okay.
But this, you actually have to crawl under the person's legs, which is a little bit more work.
That's what I was actually thinking of when I said freeze tag.
Tunnel.
So yeah, tunnel.
But yeah, those were fun games.
That's a house rule for freeze tag.
Those are fun games. We need to play that with Aiden and Amir. That was.
We can't crawl under Amir's legs though.
He's pretty big, so I don't know. Actually, you just like lift him over you.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be hard too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's tough. Yeah. I don't know if people do stuff like that anymore. Like that was so fun. Like I remember, you know, like the first time my mom taught us Speed, like the card game, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is fun.
Yeah.
We're learning how to play solitaire. And when I finally learned how to play hearts.
Spades.
Yeah. Like those are just fun times. My great grandfather, like having jacks and marbles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not that I was ever any good
dominoes.
At those things. I never learned dominoes. Me either.
Like, I didn't learn like competitive dominoes, but like.
Maybe we should ask Jermaine.
Oh gosh, yeah.
They said they play domino.
Yeah.
Northern stuff, huh?
Hey, More Time listeners. We just want to draw your attention really quick to today's sponsor, which is us. The More Time shop is still up and running. I know we haven't mentioned it in a while. Our fault. But actually, we have some new arrivals as well, bringing back some old stuff that you probably haven't seen before. So it's new to you. And actually, we have some new designs on there as well. It's more-time-shop.myspreadshop.com. I know that's a lot to remember. I'm not going to repeat it. Just check the description. All right, guys, let's get back to the episode. Slapjack, you ever play Slapjack?
No.
So, I mean, you get the premise, though. So, okay. you're
you divide the deck in half. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you slap the jack, then you get the stack.
Yeah.
But Nanny always had these kid cards. So it would not be like regular cards. They would have like pictures on them. Mm-hmm. And one of them had this like kid, like, sticking his tongue out at you. And that was Jack. And you slapped him.
Wap him.
And then there was like, it was like other stuff that like kind of looked like him if you looked at it really fast. And if you like, there was like, what is it called? Penalties if you slapped those.
If you slapped Ray.
Ray?
Yeah.
I think there was one that called Granny.
Oh.
And you, like if you slapped that one, you had to put a couple cards down and all that kind of stuff. So.
And I bet your nanny was like, I can't believe you slapped me, Brandon.
Oh.
Sweet lady.
Candyland.
Oh, man. You know, I got Candyland in my closet at my school right now.
I know. It ain't the same, though.
It is. It really is. People There's literally always, nothing to do with it, but it's still fun.
When we were growing up, like, because this game was, like, before us, but I always heard, like, ooh, Chutes and Ladders. And I'm like, I never liked that game.
I remember liking it, but not playing it like that.
Mm. Do you like Battleship?
I never played it. I think I played it one time. At the Y or something, like within the last 10 years, maybe, like, or something like that.
I was just...
Payday. I liked Payday.
Mousetrap?
I never really played Mousetrap. What was the other one? Is it... It's not Life, but it's something else along those lines.
The Dave Ramsey game?
Along those lines, I can't remember what it is.
Philip and Blair.
Hungry Hippo. What is it? Like Hi-Ho Cheerios?
Yeah, Hi-Ho Cheerios, yep.
Man, being a kid was so awesome. Mm. One of my students said the other day something like, that seemed like it was a really fun time or something like that.
Mm.
And I was like, it was, being a kid in the 90s. I was like, we had Family Matters. Like, we had his name all
You always lead with that.
Hey. Boy Meets World, Saved by the Bell. I mean.
Gak?
Like, we had so much.
You remember Gak?
Gak?
Yeah, Gak.
No. Like the slime?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was naming TV shows and then you go Gak.
Like, well, we were naming video games and games and you're naming TV shows. So I'm just like trying
You're talking about the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you knew what my lead in was going to be. Family Matters.
Of course.
Well, did I do that?
It's okay. And we'll end on that.
I think that's fair.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy our podcast, please make sure to rate us on your preferred podcast platform. And to stay up to date on More Time, please follow us on Instagram at More Time Official. That's where you can stay up to date, get all the latest news, take the polls, and where we can get information from you to learn more about you and what episodes that you want to hear. All right. Again, thank you for listening to the episode, and we'll see you next time.